Welcome, everyone, to The Good Stuff as we count down the days to the big holiday coming up. What's that holiday again? Oh, Christmas. That's right.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, like 15 days, about 2 weeks away from Christmas time.
Yes, we are actually 2 weeks away from Christmas Eve.
How about one of those great TK Angus bowls for Christmas?
Oh, what a delightful gift.
Perfect gift. December 16th at the ranch east of Valentine, they're going to sell 155 fall-born Angus bulls, 32-year-old bulls from Arrowsmith Red Angus, and 50 spring calving females. Now, we know not everybody's going to be able to make it, but you can bid online at DV Auction. So check that out as well. It's TK Angus Bull Sale December 16th at Valentine.
And it's about time you unearth the secrets of successful breeders. Immerse in the thrill of rodeo news and explore exciting upcoming events. With a focus on everything from grain to performance horses to just pure ranching, it's Tri-State Livestock News. TSLN.com. It is what ranchers read.
From Rick and Lynn Shippey in Winter, South Dakota, if you're buying, selling, or auctioning land, be sure to contact Shippey Realty. And a Merry Christmas from Rick and Lynn Shippey.
I'm here to lay down the Christmas cookie rules since we are in Christmas cookie baking season. Number one, if you eat a Christmas cookie fresh out of the oven, it has no calories because everyone knows that the first cookie is the test and thus calorie-free.
That's a good one.
Yep. If you drink a diet soda after eating your second cookie, it also has no calories because this diet soda cancels out the cookie calories.
You would get full of soda pretty quick.
If a friend comes over while you're making your Christmas cookies and needs to sample, you must sample with your friend because your friend's first cookie is calorie-free. Remember that number one rule? Yours is also. It would be rude to let your friend sample alone, and being the friend that you are, that makes your cookie calorie free. Any cookie calories consumed while walking around will fall to your feet and eventually fall off as you move. This is due to gravity and the density of caloric mass.
I love gravity.
Any calories consumed during the frosting of the Christmas cookies will be used up because it takes many calories to lick excess frosting from a knife without cutting your tongue.
I never thought about that.
That's true. Cookies colored red or green have very few calories. Red ones have 3 and green ones have 5. 1 calorie for each letter. Make more red ones.
I wonder who thought that one up.
I'm not sure. Cookies eaten while watching Miracle on 34th Street have no calories because they are part of the entertainment package and not part of one's personal fuel.
Is that part of your subscription price to Prime TV or something?
I think so. As always, cookie pieces contain no calories because the process of breaking causes calorie leakage.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, and any cookies consumed from someone else's plate have no calories since the calories rightfully belong to the other person and will cling to their plate. We all know how calories like to cling. Wrapping it up, any cookies consumed while feeling stressed have no calories because cookies used for medicinal purposes have no calories. It's the rule. So go out and enjoy those Christmas cookies. We only get them this time of year.
Safe driving wishes for the holidays from WW Tire Service with 8 locations across Central and Eastern South Dakota. Shane and all of the crew wish you a Merry Christmas.
And Integrity Meats in Belle Fouche. You know who I'm talking about. They are so grateful for customers and community, and they want you to have a blessed Christmas.
Do you have something to wrap up the program with today, Kim?
I do. It's pretty important, too. It's the secret to longevity.
Ooh.
There's always those who will eulogize at the funeral of a friend. There's poems and prayers and promises and puffery to no end. He was a man to ride the river with. Now, that's a common cowboy quote. And he was always kind to kids and dogs, and he never rocked the boat. I appreciate those platitudes as I lay here while you're grieving, but the words I'd like the most to hear are, "Hey, this old boy's still breathing." Virgil Vaupel wrote that.
If you have something to share, especially if it's something for the holidays, Christmas, or New Year's coming up, please send that to kimhburge@gmail.com. We can take a look at it. Maybe you'll hear it out there on one of the great radio stations like KOKK in Huron, South Dakota, or KWYR in Winter, South Dakota. And thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.